Matthew West with number 9, Don't Stop Praying. Let me ask you something. We know that our combat is with the devil, and we always should be well aware that we have authority over him. See, that's the key right there. A consciousness and awareness that you have authority over the enemy in every condition. We know what Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Your battle's not with people. Your battle's not with people. What's going on our planet right now, especially in the United States, it's not a people problem. It's a spiritual problem. See, we have the authority of the believer in every aspect of your walk with God. But the problem is, Christians and few believers know about the actual authority they actually have. That's why what goes on, goes on. That's why you hear what you hear. Ephesians is probably my favorite book. I love Ephesians. I eat it up. I eat Ephesians up. Somehow I found Ephesians, and the day I found it, I couldn't just absolutely get away from it. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I'm able to ask or think, according to the power that worketh within me. When I found that scripture, I went, whoa. But Ephesians 1:3 that we have taught can be used in personality and personal things. Personality to person, pronouns. So we dealt with that. But for a reminder, Ephesians 1:3, blessed be God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. That's the body of Christ, isn't it? With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. American Standard says all spiritual blessings and every spiritual blessings, which means every spiritual blessings there is. There's none out there. There's not one missing. All spiritual blessings belong to us, and the authority belongs to us, whether we realize it or not. That's the problem. You see, if you just put this in your heart, knowing about it is not enough. It's knowledge acted upon that brings results, not just knowledge. A lot of people have knowledge, and they don't know what to do with it, or they never act on it. See, it's a tragedy that Christians go through life and never find out what belongs to them. They never do. They never find out what belongs to them. They're always zeroed in on something else. They're always zeroed in on something that is not beneficial to them. They never grow up. They never acknowledge things that belongs to them, that they have the legal right for, that God has given them. It's always something else. You see? Now, I'm going to say something to you that some of you are going to really pull your head back on. Okay? Did you ever stop to think about that salvation belongs to the sinner? What? Yeah. Salvation belongs to the sinner. Jesus bought salvation for the worst sinner, didn't he, at Calvary? See, that's why he told us to tell the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go tell sinners they've been reconciled to God. See, we've told them, God is mad at them and counting up everything they've ever done wrong. Yet the Bible says God isn't holding anything against the sinner. Why? Because God says he has canceled it out. See, the poor sinner out there not knowing this will have to go to hell even though all the debts have been paid. 2 Corinthians 5:19 will tell you that. There's no sin problem. None. Why? Because Jesus settled sin. There's just a sinner problem, not a sin problem. Get the sinner Jesus that cures the problem. See, there's a little difference from what people have been taught and what the Bible says. Little different things. The sinner doesn't know what belongs to him. He doesn't know. So it won't do him any good. If he doesn't know what belongs to him, it's not going to do him any good. Christians don't know the things that belong to them either. It won't do them any good either. They need to find out what belongs to them. Listener today, can you name what belongs to you in the kingdom of God right now? Can you name 40 things, 50 things, 100 things? That's what God put teachers in the church. In the natural world, things can be ours, yet if we don't know about them, they won't do us any good. There's things that belong to us. See, if you put a $100 bill, $20 bill, $10 bill, $5 bill in your wallet or billfold and forget about it, what good is a $20 bill doing? See, oh, this $20 bill, it's been there all the time, but you forgot about it. You carried it around for months. Somewhere, it's somebody call it the mad money. And because a person don't know about it, how can they spend it? How can they spend it? See, but it was just as much theirs when they didn't know about it and when they did. You know, I read about a story about a guy in Chicago that was found dead in a shabby room he rented for $3 a week. This is years ago, of course. He was a familiar sight in Chicago for about 20 years, dressed in rags, eating out of garbage cans. It's like some of the stuff we see today. He wasn't seen for 2 or 3 days, and people became concerned, and they went to find him, and look, they found him in bed dead. An autopsy revealed he died of malnutrition. Yet, as they examine him around his waist in a money belt, there's more than $23,000. The man had died of poverty. He peddled newspapers. Yet he had money. He could have lived in the finest location of the day. He could have eaten better food than garbage. But because he didn't see what belonged to him. You need to see what belongs to him. Listen to Hosea 4:6. Interesting passage. My people, not sinners, not the world, are destroyed by lack of knowledge. That's Hosea 4:6. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, in John 8:22. And people actually perish that wouldn't have to because of lack of knowledge. They perish all the time. They perish all the time. They're under the influence of the enemy all the time because they don't know what belongs to them. Now, what is authority? Somebody says, well, what is authority? Authority comes from two Greek words, power, authority. King James says in Luke 10, 19, behold, Jesus speaking, I'll give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. If that's the case and the word of God is true, how come we're always hurt all the time? Always hurt, always hurt, always hurt, always hurt. If that's the case, then is the word of God false? Of course not. Is the word of God untrue? Of course not. The problem is we don't know what belongs to us. Now, the word power is used twice in that verse. It's two different words in the original for power. Jesus actually said, I've given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy. Jesus is talking about the power of the devil, demons, evil spirits, cohorts. You have authority over them. Realize that. Does the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ have the same authority that they had in the first century? Now that's preposterous. Even think about that. And that's the problem. We say, well, they had. You ever hear they had? Well, they did. You read the historical accounts. They had. They had. They had. How come us? How come we don't have it? They had, we don't. What they had then, we need now, don't we? What was then, now. Acts chapter 2 in the book of Acts. What they had then, we need now. We must have it. Gotta have it. But today's Christians don't appropriate into their lives. They just don't. They don't pull the appropriation. It's like the guy that starved to death with $23,000 wrapped around his waist. He didn't appropriate the power of the dollars that was in his waist and died in poverty. Yet, instead of eating out of garbage, he could have ate in the finest restaurant of the day. You see? And that's what happens. So that's why you hear, well, I'm just not going to make it. What? I'm not going to make it. Make what? You know, we'll never make it. We'll never be able to do something. We'll never be able to have something. We'll never be able to go somewhere. We just never, 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 never. Remember, I've been a pastor a long time. Never, 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 never. We're never, never. I'm a never, never Christian. That's what I am. Never, 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 never. You know, it's always this, always that. It's always this. We're tormented. Why? So what is authority? Authority is basically delegated power. See, there's authority, blessed be the name of the Lord, invested in Jesus. That's why Paul told believers in Ephesians 6:10 to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That means you. You step out in front of the devil, hold up your hand, and tell him not to come any closer. Don't come any closer. There was a guy that I enjoyed reading his story of his life. His name was Smith Wigglesworth. And I love reading about him. He was he had the apostolic anointing upon him. I've read books about him. He never wrote any books. But I read, he was called the Apostle of Faith. If you ever want to read about a man that knew how to function in the power of the Holy Spirit, get a book by Smith Wigglesworth. I don't know, I've read five or six of them that, of course, published by others. He's the one that raised his wife from the dead. Think about it. Raised his wife from the dead. He was out preaching somewhere. He was a plumber, which is amazing too. He was a plumber. His wife did the preaching. One day, she said to him, Smith, you need to find Jesus' Savior. He found Jesus' Savior, was called into ministry, and shook the world of his day. Just shook Satan's kingdom. And what's interesting about him, he lived to be in his 80s, never had glasses, never had any type of disease, never had any arthritis, didn't even have colds, none of that. He's called the Apostle of Faith. The devil had no chance with Smith Wigglesworth, none, because he knew the authority he had in Jesus. I love the story when he was, when he was somewhere, and he was sleeping in the middle of the night. He felt the bed shaking, turned on the lamp, opened his eyes. There's a demon spirit at the foot of the bed, shaking the bed. And Smith said, who are you? And the demon said, I've come here to torment you and this and that. And Smith goes, oh, that's why you're here? Oh, good night, and blew the candle out. Devil was instantaneously delivered. Boom. Authority. Authority is delegated power. Jesus said you have it. And one story of Smith Wigglesworth is that a woman came out of an apartment house and a little dog ran out behind her. She said, honey, you're going to have to go back. The dog didn't pay any attention to her. He just wagged his tail and rubbed up against her affectionately. She says, now, dear, you don't go. The little dog wagged his tail and rubbed up against again. About that time, the bus arrived. The woman stomped her foot and said, get. The dog backed his, tucked his tail between his legs and took off. Wigglesworth said he believed out loud without even thinking. That's the way you get rid of the devil. I remember one time I was waiting in for Margaret in a certain school that Margaret was teaching at, and it was bus time. And here comes the buses. And the buses loaded up with kids. And I was waiting. I heard the bus drivers say this. I'll never forget this. Said, now you got 40 kids in a bus. They just got out from school, right? Okay. Here's what the driver said. Excuse me. Those kids didn't pay any attention to her. Excuse me. I was listening to that and said, lady, bus driver, that's not authority over these children. And she kept saying, excuse me. And those kids were going wild. They were just, I mean, they were crazy in that bus. I said, oh, this is interesting. Excuse me. And then in stepped an authoritative figure. And that authoritative figure took one step in that bus, looked down the CSET bus and said, be quiet now. And those kids got in their seats. They quieted up. You couldn't hear, I mean, dead silence in there. And then the authority figure said, now you can take your bus. Got off the bus, closed the door. The last time I looked, those kids were quiet. You got to understand spiritual authority. And stop the excuse me with the enemy. Learn spiritual authority. We'll talk more of this on Monday. Been on the charts 56 weeks. Think about it. It's over a year, right? A year and 4 weeks, a year and a month. This song has been on the charts. It's been number one for 15 consecutive weeks. Wow. The song is called, no, you don't really want to know. Yeah, you do. It's called Praise, Elevation Worship. Brandon Lake, Chris Brown, and Chancellor Moore. Here is the number one song, 15 weeks in a row and 56 weeks on the chart. Let's play it now.
Let's go.
I'm
from the album Can You Imagine? Elevation Worship, Brandon Lake, Chris Brown, Chanzer Moore, with the number one song 15 weeks in a row called Praise. Amen. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the top 40 plus this week right here on Grace Point Radio. Hey, we have to praise the Lord. We have to give him worship and praise. Take that spiritual authority this weekend, okay? Don't allow the enemy just to eat you up, destroy you, just go against you all the time and live under the thumb of the powers of hell. No, 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 no. Understand that spiritual authority. We'll do some more on Monday about spiritual authority. We'll go deep into that subject along those lines and bless you so you'll be able to have blessings. And speaking of blessings, you can have those blessings that are coming. We're entering to Sunday, the beginning of week three of the 100 Days of Blessing and a summer blessing in Grace Point Ministries. And if you're listening today, you're part of that. So just allow God to bless you any way he desires in your life, and look up and believe the Lord is going to do something very special for you and your family. Claim those blessings today. Let me say that again. Claim those blessings today. And don't allow the blessings to slip past you. No. Claim those blessings today. Start claiming right now.
Overcoming all things by the one.
Thank you so much for listening to Freedom this week on Grace Point Radio. Pray that something we did here, said here, played here, ministered here, gave the word here, blessed your life and ministered in your life and your families. Jamie Hernandez is 1 minute and 47 seconds away from right now with his Let's Talk Jesus. Encore presentation tonight at 8:45, and at 10:45 is our international service live right here on Grace Point Radio. Throughout the weekend, all day tomorrow, and then in the Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern is our morning worship service live right here on Grace Point Radio. Then back on Monday, Carl Richardson will be back with another one of his famous award-winning Oasis programs. And then, Lord willing, I will follow with another edition of Freedom, doing again the top 40 plus next week. So thank you so much for your very positive comments. We appreciate that. So on behalf of all of us right here at Grace Point Ministries, Grace Point Radio, and the Freedom Program, I'm Pastor Ron Zimmer, Pastor of Grace Point Ministries, Orange County, California, Manchester, Sutton, and Warner, New Hampshire, right here in Sebring, Florida, in cooperation with Pastor Gori in Pakistan, Pastor Samu, United Arab Emirates, Pastor